Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, June 16th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Tennis Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Baltimore, Maryland. For a while now, one of our recommendations has been that you do need different passwords for different websites in case one of the websites that you have an account with gets compromised and doesn't store your password correctly. Now, as a result, we also recommended the use of password wallets, like for example, LastPass, a site that was breached as of late last week. Now, the scope of the breach appears to be limited according to LastPass's statement. Apparently, the attacker may have gotten a hashed copy of your master password, not of the actual password wallet. And LastPass also stated that they used 100,000 rounds of PPKDF2 and SHA-256, which should be considered sufficiently strong in order to avoid brute forcing. However, any password is brute forcible no matter what hashing algorithm is used if the password itself is weak. Now, LastPass does recommend that you do change your master password. Also, as a precaution, if you log in from a new IP address, they will verify your account unless you are using two-factor authentication. Another additional security measure that LastPass offers. In my opinion, you shouldn't panic. Changing your master password occasionally is probably a good idea. Anyway, I don't think at this point there's any evidence that would suggest that you should consider your passwords at risk. However, going forward, all of these cloud-based password wallets, of course, do have the problem that it is possible for someone to steal the hashed or encrypted data that's being stored within those wallets. And once an attacker does have that data, then really brute forcing is just a matter of time and typically possible if you do have a weak password. So if you do use a password wallet, no matter whether it is cloud-based or on your system, then do pick a strong master password, because really the entire security of the wallet does rest with the strength of this master password. And if you are worried about people abusing typo squatting against the domain you own, there is a new little tool that allows you to test very quickly a large set of similar domains to your own. DNS Twist, it's a GitHub project, and I ran against the deshielded.org, and essentially what it's looking for example, small variations in letters, like for example, D versus B, and a couple similar things. Also swapping letters like the IE in D shield. It came up with a total of 112 different domains that it tested, and I believe found about four or five that actually resolved. Nothing malicious as far as I can tell in this case, but very easy to use and a pretty neat, simple tool for you to test if someone is trying to typo squat your domain. And then we got a couple more details about Dooku 2.0. That is the advanced persistent threat malware that Kaspersky keeps writing about. First of all, it did use actually a valid code signing certificate that was issued to Foxconn or Honhai Precision Industries, as it's better known. Now, the other interesting part here is the way it sort of redirected network traffic by sending a specific string, for example, Romanian.antihacker, to the system. Once the system does receive the string, it will then redirect port 443, port 445, and port 3389 traffic to the server from which it received that string. So pretty much then allowing, of course, whoever owns that particular system to play man in the middle. And with a similar technique, just different strings, usually ugly.gorilla, and then the number 1 through 6, other ports can be redirected to the system that is sending this magic string. And then, as I announced yesterday, we had the Internet Storm Center Handler panel today. Sadly, weren't able to live stream it. Maybe next year, but anyway, anybody who attended, thanks for coming. If you are attending SansFire, I still have some Internet Storm Center stickers around. Just look me up and I'll give you one. I'll also leave some sort of in the brochure areas and such in the hotel. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.